Avoiding strife. Chazal say that when discussing Torah, two people, even a father and son, or a Rebbe and his Talmud, can appear to be fierce enemies. Yet in the end they reconcile out of their love for each other and harbor no hard feelings. This can be seen from Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, who despite their Torah disagreements, freely arranged shidduchim with each other and lived peacefully together. During the time of the controversy between the Alter Rebbe and the Tzaddik Baruch of Mezhibuzh, one of the Alter Rebbe's Hasidim wanted to step in and prove his Rebbe's righteousness. The Alter Rebbe did not allow him to get involved. Sometime later, the Alter Rebbe reminded him about this and said, "If you think this was a simple machloikis, you are mistaken. This was a continuation of the machloikis between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech." Although the Hasidim of Vilna suffered during the time of the great machloikis, they constantly tried to bring about peace and did not respond to their tormentors. At one of the meetings of the Hasidim in the year Tavkuf Nun Vav, some of the learned young Talmidei Chachamim among them decided that at this point they must begin to fight back. The Chassid Reb Meir of Falls, who for many years had worked on keeping the peace, argued against this. Reb Moshe Meisel sided with a younger group, and deeply pained by all their past suffering, used strong words against his opponent. Hearing about this, the Alter Rebbe immediately dispatched a messenger to tell the younger group that although in principle they were right, they must nevertheless act with Midos Toivos and Ahavas Yisrael, for this was what would ultimately cause the name of Hashem to be glorified. Later that year, the Alter Rebbe also wrote a letter to Reb Moshe Meisel, asking him to publicly ask forgiveness from Reb Meir of Falls. For Chazal teach that no peace will come from quarreling, and most tsaros result from machloikis that is thought to be l'shem shamayim. May Hashem protect us from it. The Goyin Reb Yonasan Eibishitz once said, "The Yetzer Hara will bring about machloikis by convincing a person to be zealous for the sake of Hashem. One must therefore carefully weigh one's own actions, even in a machloikis l'shem shamayim, because the Yetzer Hara will try to steer the machloikis into negative directions." How can a person tell whether in fact his intentions are purely l'shem shamayim? The Shalom HaKadosh advises that one should judge this according to the way he feels towards the other person in all other areas. Only if he loves him entirely can the machloikis truly be described as being l'shem shamayim. The Rebbe explains, "The heart of Kedusha is unity. Therefore, a true machloikis l'shem shamayim will lead to full harmony. By contrast, the core of klipa is strife. Hence, even if the Yetzer Hara dresses himself up in a zaydin zupitzeh, a pious-looking silken kapota, and convinces a person that his current machloikis is being conducted l'shem shamayim, it is causing the opposite of Avas Yisroel. It is obvious that it is coming from the klipa." Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid writes that one should not quarrel over serving as chazan, even if the community will instead send someone who is unworthy. Those who are in charge will be held accountable. The Alter Rebbe paskins that one should not quarrel over performing a mitzvah, as we find about the Lechem HaPanim, that the refined Kohanim would step aside to avoid quarreling with the aggressive ones who grabbed the bread, even though it was a mitzvah midiraisa. One young chassid would daven before the amud in a shul where the minhag was to wear a talis for mincha and ma'ariv. Knowing that the minhag chabad is not to wear a talis then, he was unsure of what to do and presented his question to the Rebbe. The Rebbe replied that despite the vital importance of our minhag, he should certainly avoid machloikis, and if they are insistent on their minhag, he should comply with them. A talented chazan arrived in the town of Kempfne, and the townsmen wanted to appoint him as their Baal Tefillah. Knowing this man to be lax in the observance of mitzvahs, the local Rav did not agree to give him this holy position. The townsmen did not relent, and they insisted that this man be appointed. Foreseeing the imminent machloikis, the Rav sent a question before Rabbi Yosef HaTzadik, the son-in-law of the Noido Bihuda and the Rav in Poizen, asking what he should do. Rabbi Yosef's answer was quick and coming. "It is better to erect a tzelem in the heichol and avoid machloikis amongst Yidden. State your opinion pleasantly, and if they don't listen, do not fight them."